Humans dump millions of tons of plastic into the ocean each year, and some of that plastic gets eaten by fish, marine animals, and seabirds. We have some idea how much plastic some animals eat, but hardly any idea what type. And knowing where the plastic came from could help keep it out of the ocean. WBUR's Barbara Moran met up with two local scientists who were trying to figure that out.
That's the sound of a flock of great shearwaters, seabirds common off the New England coast that look kind of like brown seagulls with long wings. They can live for decades, and that makes them especially interesting to scientists.
Because they're long-lived and are eating at kind of similar food web levels as where a human might eat, they're great indicators of the environment.
Anna Roebuck is a PhD candidate at the University of Rhode Island's Graduate School of Oceanography. She started looking for chemical pollutants in great shearwaters. Most of the birds she studied had been accidentally caught in fishing nets, though a few had washed up on the beach. In all, she dissected hundreds of birds, and what she found surprised her.
Every bird I was cutting open had plastics in it, and so it just really turned into this kind of mind-blowing, like, oh my word, there's so many plastics in these birds.
So far, she's found plastic in 98% of juveniles and 60% of adults. Most of the pieces were small, around the size of a pinky fingernail, and there were about 8 to 10 fragments in each bird. In one bird, she found 202 pieces of plastic. It had died from eating them.
There's no way a bird could tell this apart from a potential food item. It's just a colorful little fragment floating around in the environment, and it's really sad to know that they're eating so many of them.
Roebuck wondered, what were all these pieces of plastic? Broken bottle caps? Paint chips? If we knew what they were, she thought, we might know where they were coming from. So she reached out to Christy Hudak, a marine biologist at the Center for Coastal Studies on Cape Cod. Hudak has carved out a specialty in analyzing the plastic debris that animals eat.
She wanted to see if I would be able to scan all her plastic pieces coming out of great shearwaters. So I said, okay, I'm on board.
Here in her lab in Provincetown, Hudak uses a spectrometer to scan each piece. She's done about 1,000 of them so far.
Then I'm going to go ahead, let the computer do its work.
And then matches them to a database of known plastics.
Let's find out what it is.
Most of the fragments in the birds were polyethylene, a common plastic used for stuff like shampoo bottles and takeout containers.
And what's interesting is of all the pieces that we obtained of approximately 1,000, about 96% of them were recyclable plastics.
The study offers one more piece of evidence that recycling is not the solution to our plastic pollution problem.
We're on track to exponentially continue this inundation of plastic into the ocean.
Anna Roebuck says the problem needs to be addressed at higher levels of policy and production.
And it really is not adequate to kind of just try to remove at this point. We really need to address upstream sources.
Humans are ingesting microplastics too. And while there's no research showing that this harms us, it's clearly harming animals that live by the sea. And as the scientists note, we humans are intimately linked to the ocean. So whatever harms it will impact the way we live. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.